ओम शांति। दिस इज द गैदरिंग ऑफ ब्राह्मिन्स, the gathering of the highest personalities, the greatest personalities in the world, because these are the children of the highest on high, the supreme personality, the supreme being. What is the meaning of personality? A person is praised, respected, remembered, honored, loved because of the personality he or she has. It's not the person, but the personality. The person even is gone, there is no more personal relationship or personal connection. But personality is still, is always present or remembered. In our history, spiritual history or worldly history, in the world, there have been great personalities who have inspired others through their special tasks, the work they did, not for the self, but what they did for others. Those who did something good for others, the foundation of that is because they had good wishes, they had good feelings, they had love for others. Baba speaks about the world drama. And in front of us, the aim object of our life is Vishnu, as I was speaking yesterday. And in that connection, continuation, we took the same topic. But before Lakshmi and Narayan ruled the kingdom, their royalty, their personality of Lakshmi and Narayan, but the praise, scriptures, books, stories, dramas are enacted on the character of Shri Krishna. You only hear the story, Shri Lakshmi, Shri Narayan used to rule. We hear just in one sentence the story of true Narayan. But actually, the personality, life story, begins from the childhood of Narayan, or we can say, character of Shri Krishna. It is a symbol of purity, it's the memory of purity. innocence. A child attracts everyone. Doesn't matter which country, just you go in the market or go at the station or you are sitting in the plane or wherever you see a little baby, innocent baby. You so naturally want to talk with this child. You don't think this is this mother's child, this is a child. The child attracts you. What attracts is innocence. It's purity of the child. This child has not yet been influenced by the external falsehood or external influences. Of course, the child has brought own samskaras with the self. But those samskaras are not influencing you, but it is the purity, just innocent, innocence attacks you and you say hello to the child, you smile. And so naturally you can see it is just like the feeling of meeting. Four meet with each other with a smile. You greet. It is said four meeting and 64 smiling or laughing in this innocence. It means two eyes of you and two eyes of child. Four meet and greet each other. And 32 your teeth and 32 the child little one. Greet each other and you smile and the child smiles. As you greet each other, meet each other without any selfish motive, what happens? Four meet and 64 greet each other. What is behind is a purity inside. Child does not have any discrimination of caste, color, age, sex, richness or poorness, poverty or greatness or inferiority or superiority complex. So when we see personality, the character, that is what in our human life, in everyday activity, what impresses us is royalty, personality of the person, which is not possessive. The moment selfish motive is visible, you create a barrier, subtle barrier in between. That attachment brings impurity, that possessiveness brings impurity. So Shri Krishna's praise is all virtuous. Sixteen celestial degrees complete, completely viceless. All virtuous. What is the meaning of all virtues? Certainly purity is virtue, peace is virtue, knowledge is virtue, happiness is virtue, all the virtues are there. But when we speak of all virtues, it's Brahmin virtues, godly virtues and divine virtues. All virtues. There's a difference between the virtues as a Brahmin you have. Brahmin have knowledge. Deities are embodiment of knowledge. Brahmin are merciful, have tolerance. Deities do not have to have tolerance. There's no need. Brahmins have powers to act, power to accommodate, power to tolerate, power to face. These are not the powers of the deities. God is purifier and we become His helpers. We become pure and we help Baba to make others pure. We are servers. The deities do not serve. Different qualities are there. There's natural purity, natural peace, natural happiness. In this aspect is also, they are pure because there is divinity in them. This purity score becomes divinity. Nothing is influencing them. Nothing is obstructing or creating any bondage in their life. So these three different aspects of virtues, Brahmin virtues, if you make a list of Brahmin virtues, then you make the list of godly virtues, and you make list of divine virtues, dear virtues of the deities. Shri Krishna, all virtuous. It is the power of the virtues makes you divine, but also makes you pure, keeps you pure. When you are using the virtues in the right consciousness, this is called an art. All virtuous makes you 16 celestial degrees pure, 100% pure, but also to use the virtues is an art. Art means something which is ordinary, you make it extraordinary. Something which is simple, you arrange it in a very beautiful way, it becomes a special. This is an art, no? Just flowers, leaves, is an art. Arranged, no? So, in our everyday life, to transform ordinary thoughts in a situation where it is a lot of roughness here, waste also, without value, or less value, you arrange in your consciousness, in your behavior, in your activity in such a way that it is very special and valuable. Another aspect of all virtues is, in every situation, in all circumstances, from one and all, you only pick up virtues. That's called purity. All. Not that those who are good with me, I am good with them. Those who are not good with me, then I am not good with them. I take revenge or I reject them or I ignore them. So there are different types of all virtues, three different level of virtues. Another aspect is all virtues from one and all in every situation. You see only virtues and virtues. And this is what is called purity of the heart. when heart is pure, you don't get disturbed. You learn something. You feel something is entertaining. Because you feel that you have learned something through that situation. And you think it is beneficial. So you kept your heart clean and pure. This is why it's a virtue, because it brought something I have to learn, I want to learn, it is beneficial for me. So this purity of the heart is like a child. Something happened and you forgot, it's okay. Next minute, you just speak with the child with love. Even innocence is there. Now the sanskaras have become strong in the Iron Age. And this is what attracts Shri Krishna, means it is the beauty of attraction of purity in him. And this is what we are becoming. We see great personalities in our yajna. If you see three dadis, Dadi Gulzar, very pure innocence. You don't see any, just on the face, that any kind of waste or negativity or any question of why or what, where. This purity of innocence, of not having any kind of waste or what or where, attracts God. Among so many were there. There were other trans messengers also. But it is this just purity of the heart, innocence, has brought us so close to God, because she became medium, she became instrument. So then we can open our heart to God, and God can come and have heart-to-heart conversation with us. It's personality of purity, personality of innocence. Baba said, because she does not have waste thoughts, but she is nirsankalp, means when there's no need to think. Like today, Baba says, don't think. Nirsankalp. Don't think means, when there's no need to think, don't think. We think of the past, we worry of the future. We are concerned what others are doing, how others will be doing, no? One is worry, other is concern about others. In Hindi it is called chinta and fikar. And then it is upheaval. It's the next stage is upheaval. Chinta is worry about my own self. Most of the time we worry. And we are concerned about others. And situations create upheaval in us. Problems create upheaval. Most of the things which are connected with the matter create upheaval. Most of the things that are connected with relatives create worry. Worry about the child, worry about husband, worry about home, worry about this and that. It is concern. Focused our vision on that. And inside the worry is of our own. Even for good or not, well, will I be passed? Will I be able to conquer Maya? Will I be able to get my status? So though it seems good, but it is not. Go beyond this as well. Just be what you are. So not wasting the energy. So it's called nirsankalp, means don't think. Nirvikalp, and vikalp means free from waste thoughts, free from negative thoughts, free from unnecessary thoughts. The things, thoughts that bring sorrow, that is connected with worry. Because they then influence the intellect also. Then intellect also becomes covered with a kind of fear of what is going to happen, uncertainty. And this is why Baba said today, then you cannot take decision, you cannot make a right decision, and you cannot focus what you want to do. And so it's a purity of heart, is a stability, is a strength. So pure personalities are unshakable. Strength is there. We can see that generally these holy people, they got a great personality. They practice purity according to their understanding. The level of purity that Baba is teaching us is a very subtle and higher level of purity. Thought, word, action, feelings, vision. So all virtuous, virtue make keep my heart then clean. And this virtue, so this was speaking of the first personality of three dadis, this innocence of Gulzar Dadi. Dadi Kumarka. Personality of, there's authority, but at the same time balanced with lightness. Responsible, but lightness means no worry. Responsibility is there, worry is not there. And this is why planning intellect, powerful, clear decision, to take care of the yajna with that authority, that spiritual authority. Maintaining that royalty and dignity. So it is, as innocence is also because of purity of the heart, it is the spirituality. And where this spirituality and purity, innocence of the heart, there's natural royalty. It's giving. And the great kings are also considered personality. Good kings, big kings, high personality. And those, this personality of purity, personality of royalty, personality of spirituality, is actually dignity of the self. Pure thoughts, pure word, pure action, pure behavior. But responsibility and lightness. Balanced and blissful. Then all you see that Janaki, personality of truth, personality of renunciation, personality of maturity. wisdom. There is the strength of all these qualities. And that is also because of pure feelings for the self as well as pure feelings for all. Good wishes for the self, good wishes for everyone. All, you see, all the Dadis have, each one has all this, but some kind of personality is very visible and others are expressed in one way and the other expressed in a different way, but all this is called personality of the person. Experience. This great personality, because all virtues are there. All virtues. And when we become virtuous, vicelessness means purity. Baba says, not only one vice, it's not only celibacy is purity. Many people live celibate, but the world doesn't become pure. They are not called pure, they cannot return home. Many because of the problem in relationship decide to live pure. In old age they live pure. The body is sick, they live pure. Situation and circumstances make them be celibate. That is not a big thing. Many fed up from all this deception from here, there, and then they say, okay, I don't want to go again in this jungle, and so they fed up and then they live pure. But that's not called pure. It means they live celibate, but does not mean that there's purity. Baba speaks purity means that all free from all vices, lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego. And all, to be free from all vices, you need to become a personality of all virtues first. First virtue of all virtues is my eternal truth. Because Baba said, purity is truth. Truth is purity. And what is the eternal truth? It's the soul. Soul consciousness. Naturally, my thoughts in soul consciousness are positive, are pure and powerful. When I am soul conscious, I am able to understand others. And when I am able to understand others, I am able to stand still to watch what is happening. I don't let my intellect become cloudy. So intellect remains clean and clear. So you become a detached observer. Soul conscious means detached. Detached does not mean that here you stand, the soul here and body stands here. The soul cannot watch out of the body. Even, for example, this out-of-body experience, they say that the soul was up above. It's not. It is the highest consciousness makes you feel that you are up. Just like in a dream. In a dream you feel that you are climbing a tree, you are swimming in the ocean, you are riding the bus or you are traveling in the train. Your body is sitting in the bed, you know, sleeping in the bed. You are lying in the bed. But you are watching yourself, you are feeling you are traveling in the bus, you are swimming in the ocean. The difference is that here you are connected with the body, and there is that you are this consciousness, all your organs are not at that time influencing you. You are away. You are not disconnected from the body. So out of the body experience, then they see the tunnel of light, and then they see themselves light, and they feel great joy, because it is like without being conscious, the soul is conscious about the self. Knowledge makes us soul conscious. So we have the knowledge that I am soul conscious. There the soul is conscious that I am alive. And this is my body. So it is just like being observer. So detached observer does not mean that you are disconnected. So soul consciousness makes you detached observer, and then whatever you watch, it's a drama. You naturally put a full stop. Your heart remains clean. Dot, as Baba says, remember three dot of soul, of drama and Baba. Cheerfulness is personality of purity. When I am influenced by the situations, naturally my face, my feelings, my thoughts react, and face is the index of mind. And I, the soul, when I am soul conscious, my mind is not disturbed. Immediately, the thoughts are positive, powerful. If something happened, you just become watch and observe, and instantly intellect says, yeah, this is beneficial, this is what it is. So it is, the purity makes you free from anger or reactions or rejection or hate. It means your pure heart, no? So purity, personality of purity is cheerful. And Shri Krishna is always cheerful. Baba says, there's cheerful face, and eyes is full of divinity. And so for Brahmins we are cheerful, but vision is spiritual. So purity in eyes, purity in the heart. So when we are seeing in this pure personality, the eyes are also spiritual vision, soul conscious vision, divine vision. Their words are also blessing. Pure personality's vision purifies others. This is what it's called, blessed with drishti. Their drishti blesses, purifies. Their words are blessings, and their actions gives happiness to others. Give happiness. Because it's the virtues in behavior, interaction, connection, giving and receiving, is they give only happiness, they take only happiness. So through virtues then you don't take sorrow, you don't get angry, you don't become attached. So So viceless virtues give us the power to be free or less influenced by the vices of others also. When I have virtue, I have tolerance. Certainly, I have patience. So anger, vice anger, which makes us impure, would have less influence on you, no? So all virtuous, when I'm using virtues in all situations, result is vices, the force of the vices in me, and the influence of vices is less and less and less and decreasing. All virtuous, completely viceless. This is Sri Krishna's degree. And this is aspect of, this is personality, that it is, you remain completely unshakable. Ever cheerful. Reason, harshit chit, because in your conscious and subconscious, both are clean. Pure heart, clean heart. So eat the nourishment of happiness. No? So personality is healthy. Krishna is healthy. So we become healthy. Healthy, happy. Personality of wealth. Baba says, that here means those who have great wealth is also great personality, big personality. And so when we have pure vision, pure thought, virtues, what we are doing at every step, we are earning blessings. We have the wealth of contentment. We have the wealth of satisfaction. And we are earning at every step an income of blessings from others. So we are healthy, wealthy, happy. And this royalty in us, this is called spirituality. Purity is spirituality, is purity. Purity is spirituality. And this is what it is, personality of wealth, which is imperishable wealth. What wealth we have now that Baba is giving us. As Baba said in the latest Murli, wealth of virtues, wealth of knowledge, wealth of powers, wealth of all treasures, no? Wealth of Shrestha Karma, elevated karma. And this is unlimited, imperishable wealth, which the more we spend, the more it increases, multiplies. At every step we earn an income. Thieves cannot steal it, fire cannot burn it. And this is, this kind of wealth brings royalty in us, that when we are using this wealth, investing this wealth, have self-respect with this wealth, the royalty means that you are not attracted or influenced by the tiny little petty things. If things are fallen down or something is dusty, would a prince pick up the things which is fallen in the dust and eat? A poor person will eat. Even a nice thing is fallen on the earth sitting, a prince would not go and pick it up. And here others have thrown the rubbish out. And we pick that up. This is beggar do that. Royal person would not pick anything from dusty or dirty. And we know all this is dirt. Allegations or defamation or gossip or unnecessary things about us or about anyone. Rubbish. And personality of purity, because I want to keep myself. It's royalty in me. Na? So spirituality, royalty. With my dignity, I want to maintain my dignity. Others throw it away, rubbish, and I want to pick it in my heart, keep it in my treasure store. No. I don't want to spoil it. So it's always, this natural thing is that waste and impure cannot be accepted even in my thoughts. Intellect instantly ignores it, understands it, discriminates it and ignores it. And at the same time, his great personality of greatness, of righteousness is that you are merciful. Personality, that is also purity. Forgiveness and mercy, that's godly personality. Brahmin personality is pure actions, pure vision, pure feeling, pure behavior, wisdom, balance, which I spoke about, dadis. And from this personality you become royal with personality, godly personality, benevolent, merciful, loveful, uplifting. And this godly personality brings the dignity, because here you remember, as Baba says, all your titles. No, you remember how great are your titles. You are swinging in the swing of supersensuous joy. You are seated in Baba's heart throne. With purity, if my heart is pure, my vision is pure, my actions are pure, I feel I am loved by Baba. Seated on Baba's heart throne is not a throne, but other kind of throne. It means that here he gives you heart throne, means he seat, makes you sit with a position. You also feel that you are seated with self-respect. He sees you with great vision. And when he says that I make you, what was the personality considered of ordinary mothers and sisters, that people thought you are the dust of the feet or you are a shoe? And Baba makes you the eyes of his, the light of his eyes, the jewel of his eyes, merged in his eyes. So this is again when my vision is pure. Then I can stay in Baba's eye. Otherwise I will be automatically dethroned and go out from the vision. Because Baba cannot keep anything of that dirty in his eyes. His eyes has to be that with that purity, that peace. So I am seated on Baba's heart throne, I am a royal prince. I cannot put my feet on the dust. Baba says, you keep singing, the royal people do not walk on the dust. Their feet is always above, they are swinging in the swing of supersense with joy. Feet of the intellect, no? Foot of the intellect. And so this dignity is there, this royalty is there. And divinity is totally neutral, full, satisfied. Natural virtues are there. All these things are natural. Spirituality, purity, spirituality, royalty and dignity. That's divinity. Means all actions are natural virtues. Just like people say, what do you mean by sin? Means all actions are filled with negative forces. Anger or greed or attachment and ego. And all actions with divine virtues, filled with virtues, means divinity. Divine activity is divinity. Divine features. Natural purity. Natural soul conscious vision. Natural loveful vision. Natural self-respect and respectful vision. And this purity, just yesterday I was speaking about this personality of a purity of Vishnu, means four subjects, no? And on this four subject, when we passed with four subjects, with equal marks, not that 10% in knowledge, 50% in knowledge and 10% in dharana, 70% in yoga and 20% in service. No, it's a balance. Full marks in all subjects. And Baba speaks about purity means unbreakable. See, there is once Baba spoke about that in the golden age you go with the power of purity, you get the ticket of purity, you get the passport of purity. Yesterday I spoke about it. But in the hall when you go for it with a ticket, you have a seats, you know. So in the golden age is also, in the beginning of the golden age, all are pure. If we go with pure sanskaras. But what determines that we become subjects or we become part of the royal family? We are part of the royal family or we are the kings and queens, okay, not emperors, but royal family seated on the throne. What determines? All come in the first birth. So this is also purity, which those who have constant purity, not break and stop again, stop and break, in between, okay, 5 years purity is okay, and then suddenly Maya comes and slaps and gone, and then realization comes and once again have purity, and with deep realization, with the full speed, and then go again, and then it is defeated. So that is also, sanskaras are pure, but in between are defeated. So it is not constant. Throne and the worthy to be thrown and dethroned. The power is broken. There's flow of the energy. So there's a difference between becoming the part of the subjects or the part of the royal family or get the kingdom. Complete purity of personality has from the beginning till end. So Brahma Baba's personality, Mama's personality, it's a personality with royalty, and so it is personality in every action, no? So Mama's personality has been shown picking up virtues, no? Yesterday I spoke about holy swan creating harmony, harmony in others, that is also purity. When there is creating disunity, this is again some kind of ego is in that, my selfish motive is there, I would create disunity. No? So we have to see what conscious with what qualities, all the qualities I am using. Do I have an art to change the negative into positive? So that's also called purity of the heart, purity of the intellect. Not only just purity of the mind, heart means feeling. When I say purity of the heart, means purity of feelings, purity of thoughts, purity of the heart. Because as pure, as many deep pure thoughts are in soul consciousness, with selflessness, these thoughts create feelings. Without any ego and without any kind of discrimination of you and me, just Baba in the middle, intellect is so connected. This kind of thoughts, which are called pure thought, divine thought, this will actually naturally create the a feeling good, and these feelings are called heart, heart of the soul. It is not the physical heart. No? Feelings of the pure feelings of the mind is called heart. Divine intellect, creative intellect, benevolent intellect is actually brain, no? which makes everything creative in action. Then it becomes sanskaras. That stage where it is situations and circumstances are pure and divine, it's not a question mark in me, but it is just, I am not disturbed. A personality is authority, is not disturbed what is happening around. Because a strong personality. Because selflessness is there. What is the strength? Emptiness in me. Yesterday Baba said, you become clean, empty, then you become full. The selflessness, cleanliness, the purity, emptiness from all others makes me solid, unshakable personality. Which is called again personality of purity, royal personality. A royal person just watches, stays beyond, above. So pure, purity is in this aspect, power in the soul. This personality of, then it is, this personality then, the one we began in the beginning from the golden age, from the soul world, just go through the cycle of the personality of purity. Brahmin, angels, the soul world, certainly that's eternal personality of purity. Now I become Brahmin of the personality of purity is pure action, inspiring pure action to others as well, because Brahmin perform pure action. It is personality of service. And so wherever we go, when we give knowledge, we conduct yoga, that time our personality of our experience of peace, experience of purity, experience of happiness, experience of knowledge, experience of Baba, this is pure personality because it is connected with God's qualities. We are just this great personality. This is remembered that even on the path of bhakti, those who surrender their life in name of God, they should do elevated actions. These personalities are great personalities of the Pope or the priests or the nuns or the rabbi or mullahs or whatever. It is because of this actions for God, on behalf of God. They are given great respect, no? Then personality in politics. So there is, now it is corrupt, but it was the authority which have the planning, which have the system, which use the, they use the intellect. But here Baba is using us, our intellect selfless. We are creating kingdom as well as sovereignty for the self and also giving authority to everyone. Our Rajniti is very different. It's a politics as well as kingdom. Kings are authorities. So our Brahmin purity of actions, of thoughts, angels' authority, purity is complete freedom, transparent, lightness. Deity personality is dignity. All this is just the embodiment of spirituality, purity, divinity and dignity and royalty. Spirituality, purity, royalty, divinity and dignity. These fives combined. Natural spirituality. Eternal, this perfect purity. Everything in matter and mind and body, all are pure, divine, divinity. Perfect royalty. Complete satisfaction. Natural dignity. Both Lakshmi and Narayan maintain their dignity. And this purity of all what was, this is the result of the Brahmin's purity, no? Purity of thought, purity of vision, purity of action, purity of speech, purity of behavior. This makes our personality. Personality means sanskaras. Personality means sanskaras. And sanskaras cannot come without action. So Brahmins perform action. When I say action, purity in action, means these are action. They are translated, transmitted through actions, expressed through actions. This is why any pure elevated actions are done by Brahmins, by priests, by popes. In religious action, memories are there. But they are from the Brahmins. Any auspicious task should be done by Brahmins. Any opening is there. Any ceremony. Any situation. So it's a Brahmin purity. It's action in me. That action makes sanskaras. Tapasya is also action of the mind. Renunciation of the intellect. Angel's personality is completely detached, beyond that I did this. It is incognito, selfless service makes us free. And this personality is giving without expecting the reward, even without thinking I am happy that I have done this. As a Brahmin, wow, my fortune, my great fortune, wow, Baba, wow. I'm singing the praise of my fortune and I realize Baba is singing my praise. Angels are beyond this as well. Task is done and gone. Incognito and yet very well, very much visible. Present and disappear. So this personality is ever active, ever ready, ever benevolent, but ever free from reward. Godly personality, merciful, benevolent, forgiving. It's godly personality, giving the power and encouraging others, empowering others. That's called benevolent personality. Beautiful. This is the personality of truth. Personality of love. Benevolent personality of truth. Real personality of reality. Brahmin purity. God reality truth. And deity royalty. This result of this of three, this is, and then angels free, incognito, selflessness. This is the result that throughout the whole cycle, the personality of, is remembered of this purity, that in the temple, in the copper age, golden age is royal personality, divine, with everything, health, wealth, happiness, position, crown. It's a real personality, beauty is there, body is wealthy, healthy, beautiful body, long life, wealth is there, position is there. It's complete, perfect personality. The memory of that in the copper age, that even the statues are worshipped with so much royalty, with so much cleanliness, with so much respect. Politicians are not worshipped in the statues. They are kept. Their statues can be made on a roundabout, so that it is free facilities for the birds. Dusty. Birds will come and sit there and make them comfortable. Is this the position? They have gone through the collected the rubbish and thrown rubbish on others in politics, and then even the where other people let the statue be there, and then all the rubbish can be thrown by the natural things. No? What is the reward? And the deities? Every day the temple should be clean, with purity, with cleanliness, with such great respect and gentle and delicacy. All the things are offered with so much love. It's the result of the purity. So their personality is still attracting so many persons, so many people come and offer everything. Flowers and fruits and food and whatever, fullness, richness. And so if we remember this from the eternal purity, personality of the soul world, personality of the golden age, our personality of purity in the temple, that people sit and want to make their mind pure, our this personality of the present time reminds to keep the mind, good wishes, good feeling, good reading. In the scriptures they remember, they are praised. And the personality of Brahmins, elevated actions, pure actions, divine action, elevated action. And that's why Brahmin means pure. So pure is not only one aspect, Brahmachari, following Brahma in every step. Step by step, as Baba said, Shirimat is the footstep of Brahma. It's not that Brahma is not there. Brahma is there because Brahma, whatever Baba Shrimat gave there, I have to follow in that. So I reach my destination of perfect purity. And I make my personality first like Brahma Baba's personality and Mama's personality. I feel the power to bring this personality in connection with yoga, tapasvi personality, a yogi personality, and then I become personality of Shri Krishna. And then I become royal personality of Sri Lakshmi and Narayan. Okay.